This is a CJSON podcast, and I'm Anna Mok from the Department of Family Medicine and Primary Care of the University of Hong Kong. My colleagues and I are delighted to share about our study on non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs and kidney risk. The link between non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, or NSAIDs, and acute kidney injury has been frequently discussed, while the association with chronic kidney disease is not that clear. Also, whether there is a difference between different drugs on the risk for chronic kidney disease has not been well studied. In view of this, we use a population-based electronic health database in Hong Kong. We included over 1.9 million Chinese individuals who had estimated glomerular filtration rates, EGFR higher than 60 ml per minute per 1.73 meter squared at baseline, to compare between users of 9 types of oral NSAIDs and non-users. We put patients in the treatment arm only when they had taken the drug for a minimum of 28 days. Their estimated glomerular filtration rates were critically compared afterwards. While using multivariable Cox proportional hazard regression model adjusted for each patient's baseline characteristics, we found that all study NSAIDs were associated with higher risk of an incident EGFR less than 60 ml per minute, and a decline in absolute value for 30% or above in comparison with non-users. There was a substantial difference between drugs, as we observed highest risk in etoricoxib users and lowest risk in ibuprofen users, which is 3.1 times risk versus 1.1 times risk. In the subgroup analysis, the effect of drug treatment was attenuated in older individuals who took antihypertensive drugs and those with a higher Charlson comorbidity index. We would like to address several limitations in this study. First, this retrospective cohort study cannot provide information about causality. Moreover, we did not cover all NSAIDs, and over-the-counter use was not captured. Lastly, information on drug dosing and indication was not available to us. Overall, we did not reveal a class effect of COX-2 inhibitors, although ibuprofen appeared to be a safer choice among the studied drugs.
This podcast is copyrighted by the American Society of Nephrology. All rights reserved. All content in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be medical advice. This podcast should not be used in a medical emergency or for the diagnosis or treatment of any medical condition. Please consult your doctor or other qualified healthcare provider if you have any questions about any medical condition or before taking any drug, changing your diet, or commencing or discontinuing any course of treatment. Thank you for listening to this podcast from the American Society of Nephrology.